My hat don't hang on the same nail too long. Just can't stand to hear the same old song. Never leave the highway long enough to walk down in the mud. I've got rambling fever in my blood. Got this rambling fever long ago, and I felt so lonesome as a blow. If they ever told you I gave a damn, they damn sure told you wrong. 'Cause I've had rambling fever all along. I'd like to lay down on the sofa, let some pretty lady rub my back. Spend the early mornings drinking coffee, talking about when I'll be coming back. But I don't let no woman tie me down. Never get too old to get around. I wanna die out on the highway and ride away. That's no more high line for restless rambling fever in my soul.
Rambling fever, trying to get the blessed by the grace.
A prisoner down the hallway to this den, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. When I heard him ask the warden if they'd let me sing a song, could I sing him one before he meets his death? I remember very well, we were sitting there in our cells playing cards, and the guard came by and he said there was some young men that wanted to talk to us. So we put up our cards and we walked out in the bullpen, and these four young men were standing there. One of them had a guitar, and they began to sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I said, excuse me, sir, excuse me, would you hold your guitar up to the bars there? I'd like to reach my hands through the bars and play you some songs that I wrote. So he held his guitar up there that day, and I played for him. It would be almost 10 years later, when I was on death row in the Ohio State Penitentiary, that the guard came by, and he said, "David Allen, I got something you gotta hear." And he had a little Walkman tape recorder, and he handed it to me in my cell. And that's when I heard Merle Haggard sing for the first time in my life.
Send me back home, a song I used to hear. May my old memory call out. Take me away and turn back the year. Send me back home before I die.
I made myself a promise that day that if I was ever able to get out of prison and I was ever able to do anything with my life, I was going to make it a point that I wanted to meet Merle Haggard. The first day that I was in Nashville, Tennessee, after I got out of prison, my sentence was commuted from death row to life in prison. And from there, with the help of my friend Johnny Cash, I was released on lifetime parole. John wrote a letter to the parole commission, and he said he thought I was the greatest living songwriter in the world. If they would just give me a chance, I could make something of my life. The first day that I got to Nashville, Tennessee, I walked in the Interscope record shop, and standing there was Merle Haggard. And I walked up and I said, "My name is David Allen Coe. I just did 22 years in prison. I just got out of prison. I want you to know, sir, that your song was an inspiration to me." We remained friends until his death recently. I dedicate my show this evening to my friend, Merle Haggard.
My head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid a debt I owed them, but they're still unsatisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, black marks follow me. I'm branded with a number on my name. If I live to be 100, I know I'll never clear my name. Everybody knows I've been in jail, and no matter where I'm living, I gotta tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's always one more city.
I'm on the run. I'll raise my arms. I'll raise a lot of hell in my younger days. Mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. Outrun the law or spend my life in jail. First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream growing up to fight. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I am bound. No one changed my mind. Mama tried. Yo, Daddy, rest your soul. Left Mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to finish you. Working hours without rest. Wanted me to have a nest. She tried so very hard, but I refused. I turned 21 in prison. Trying life without parole. No one to raise me right. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pity died tonight. At least only me things Mama tried. I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't give a damn about what I think. I think I'm gonna just stay here and drink. Saying you're sorry won't square the deal. I know exactly how you feel. Take all the money in the bank. Just stay here and drink. Listen close and you will hear that old jukebox playing in my head. There's just one thing that I know. We're gonna be playing David Allen Cole. Hey, are you ready for the contest? Are you ready for me? Are you ready for the country? And I'm sorry to see. If you talk about country music, talk about me. Ripping and smiling, playing those dominoes. Ripping. In the closet that I bought you. And here's the keys to that new car in the drive. But before you leave this room, put on your best perfume. If you're gonna do me wrong, do it right. The next time that the phone rings, I won't answer. 'cause I don't really want to hear no proof. No, I don't want to know the truth. I don't want to see no proof. If you're gonna do me wrong, do it right. If you're gonna break my heart, do it slow. I know you fell in love with him a couple months ago, but before he takes your hand, slip off your wedding band. If you're gonna do me wrong, do it right. You know we had a silly quarrel, and you ran off to the bedroom, and I ran out to the bar. And I was just sitting there drinking beer, feeling sorry for myself, when this old man came up and sat down beside me, and he said, "I know what you're going through, man. I've been there myself." And I said, "Really?" He said, "You ought to thank your lucky stars you got someone to go home to." I said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "You got some wonderful children. You got a beautiful wife that loves you, and you ought to be awful thankful for that. 'Cause you don't know about lonely till you face life alone. You don't know about sadness till it's chiseled in stone." He said, "You know, son, my wife and I was married for 62 years, and she died 3 years ago. And I wake up every morning, and I think she's going to be down there cooking my breakfast, but she's not there. And every night when I go to bed, I think she's going to be laying there waiting for me, but she's not there. And after a couple of years, my children talked me into dating other women, but it just didn't seem to work for me. I'm just waiting to go be with the woman that I love for over half my life. So I'm telling you, my friend, you ought to be awful thankful you got someone to go home to tonight. So I went out and bought these pretty flowers, and I'm bringing them home to you. You know, sometimes a man says crazy things, and I can't believe we ever let words come between us. And all those things you said, I know you didn't mean it. So I just came back to ask you if you wanted to try it one more time. And that old man's words are still ringing in my mind. You don't know about lonely till you face life alone. You don't know about sadness till it's chiseled in stone.
Storms never last, do they, baby? Bad times all pass with the wind. Your hand in mine, still the front row. You make the sun want to shine.
I followed you down each and every roadway. I picked wildflowers, sung you soft, sad songs. Every road you took, I know your search was for the truth. And this storm brewing now, it won't last for long.
Storms never last, do they, baby? Bad times all pass with the wind. politician. Honey, you make the sun look too shine.
I know I don't want you to go,
so why can't I just tell you so?
Is it really that hard to show?
To show you my feelings? I watched you walking away. I did not know what to say.
I never could find a way to show you my feeling.
Show you my feelings,
to show you those naked emotions. Instead of keeping them all bottled up deep inside,
to show you my feelings, to tell you just what I've been thinking.
I never could swallow my old foolish pride and show you my feeling. Hello to my beautiful wife, Kimberly. Traveling with the rodeo, that's the only life I've ever known. Started in New Mexico, it must have been 100 years ago. I used to be the best, they say, and riding young wild horses for my pay. But now I'm much too old, it seems. I only ride wild horses in my dreams.
Ride 'em, cowboy, don't let 'em throw you down. You can't make no money if you hit the ground. And they say, ride 'em, cowboy, don't let them throw you down. You're the toughest cowboy in town.
I've always been the rhinestone cowboy. I don't care what Glen Campbell had to say. What am I supposed to do? Midnight was a champion. He's the only bronc I could not ride. Now they tell me Midnight's blind. He only rides the children for a dime. Ladies used to hang around. I must have been a hero in their eyes. My silver spurs are rusty now. I wish I tried to settle down. They used to tell,
ride 'em, cowboy, don't let 'em throw you down. You can't make no money if you hit the ground. And just say, ride 'em, cowboy, don't let 'em throw you down. You're the toughest cowboy in town.
traveling with the rodeo. That's the only life I've ever known. Started in New Mexico, must have been 100 years ago. Thank you very much. Well, trying to get things a little right. Thank you. It's been a very long time since I've been up here, and probably the reason for that is that nobody asked me to come up here. But I'm here. We're here now. So that's all that matters. And we do a little bit of different things from different parts of my career and different songs that I've written over the years from different albums and stuff. And some songs we don't sing, because a lot of the songs that I wrote was getting me through something, like, you know, I was getting through a divorce or getting through going to prison or getting through this or getting through that. And the songs were meant to help me get through. And I didn't want to relive it every night. So some of them songs, if that's one of your favorite songs, I'm sorry that I don't do that. But I've written 10,000 songs, and I can only sing so many in an hour. Anyway, for those of you that don't know, I was in a very bad accident about 3 years ago. I got T-boned in the side by an 18-wheeler, and the internet said that I was dead. And you can go up on the internet now and look at the pictures of the car and everything, and you'll wonder why I'm not dead. And the reason I'm not dead is this lady right here. She's the reason I'm not dead. Anyway, they told me that I'd never walk again, and I walked out here tonight. I do have to walk with a cane, but I am walking. They said I would never play the guitar again. They said I would never be able to write songs again, never be able to remember the songs that I had written. But I can do all those things. And so when I first got out of the hospital, I was bedridden. And I woke up one morning and my guitar was laying in the bed next to me, and I called my wife and I said, "What's this bullshit?" She said, "I thought you might wake up and remember who the fuck you are." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "You need to just laying on your ass, do it, watching television, and write some fucking songs." So I wrote 26 songs for her that day, and we recorded a bunch of them. And I want to tell you a little bit about the first song we're going to do for you. Is I don't know what happened. I was just driving down the road, and you know how you see it in the movies where you can see the red lights flashing and hear the sirens and people are talking to you. Just hold on, buddy. We're going to get you out of there. I never heard nothing. I never saw nothing. I was just driving down the road, and then I heard some woman's voice saying, "Sir, don't try to move. You're in a trauma center. You've been in a very bad accident. We're trying to keep you alive. Just please lay still." I passed out. I came true. Same lady's voice. She said, "I know you think this is a dream, but it's not a dream." She said, "This is very true. And in your little bag that you got here, there's a phone ringing." And I answered the phone. It was your wife, Kimberly. And she's trying to find a ride here because she's 150 miles away, and you've got the only car. So she's trying to get someone to bring her. I pass out. Came back again. The phone's ringing. I can hear it ringing in the bag. I called the nurse. I said, "Can you answer the phone?" She goes, "It's Kimberly. She's on her way. She's got a ride." Then she calls back. Well, the lady couldn't bring her. She had a flat tire. And anyway, I'm going on. This is like days. that I'm going on, you know. And then I woke up one day and my wife was standing beside my bed and she looked at me and she said, "We're going to get through this." She was standing by my bed. She's still standing by my side. My wife, Kimberly.
Ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody answer the phone. Ring, ring, telephone ring.
I cannot answer the phone, 'cause I am not at home. Hey, nurse, nurse, it's getting worse. I need something for the pain. Nurse, nurse, look in that purse. I thought I heard a telephone ring.
Ring, ring, telephone ring.
Somebody answer the phone.
Ring, ring, telephone ring.
Cannot answer the phone, 'cause I am not at home. Hey, doctor, doctor, what the heck? I got a lot of pain here in my chest. What's going on, man? Why am I here? I just can't think and my head's not clear. Wife, wife, where is my wife? Is that her trying to save my life? Is that her standing by my bed? Does that mean that I am not dead? Doctor, I know you have me on medication and all that, but I just want to know, am I going to die? Am I going to die? Please, sir, just tell me. No, sir. I don't know what happened on that highway. I don't know who to bless or who to blame. I woke up in a trauma center crying. I remember calling my wife's name.
Thank God
she wasn't in that wreck there with me.
Thank God
I was in that wreck alone. When I saw the pictures, Lord, it scared me. I was still alive, and that chilled me to the bone.
Chilled me to the bone. Chilled me to the bone.
I had broken ribs and my lungs collapsed. I had pieces of glass all in my back. Man, Lord, it's plain to see.
You never met a motherfucker quite like me. You never met a motherfucker quite like me. You never met a motherfucker quite like me.
I'm a cosmic cowboy, a big time player. I like Pantera, Kid Rock, and Slayer. I like Ice Tea, the rapper I mean, when it comes to drinking. I like Jim Beam, I play this horse burn guitar like a rebel flag. But I don't wear makeup or dress and drag. You know I smoke a lot, I'm a whiskey drinker. I ain't no hick songwriter, I'm a pretty deep thinker. I'm glad you came to see me put on a show. My name is David Allan Coe, I came to let you know.
I've been sitting here wasting time, smoking, drinking, trying to free my mind. I've been sitting here wasting time, smoking, drinking, trying to free my mind.
And I wrote this song with a couple friends of mine, and I want to tell you a little bit about them, because they're great songwriters and great singers. My first guy I wrote this song with, his name is Uncle Cracker. That's Cracker with a K, not Cracker with a C. The next guy I wrote this song with, his name is Bob Ritchie. He's from Romeo, Michigan. You probably know him as Kid Rock. I'm a pimp. You can check my stats. Rolling the fleet, well, that's how I act. I rock all the tracks so the world knows. I love all the girls, slap all the hoes. I give love to those who come real with it. Say life's a bitch, but I deal with it. I'm in it to win it like Iserman. I can drink about 15 Heinekens. I ain't born again, but if I was, I'd ask to come back with a little more love. Puffing the Winston, drinking the 4-0. Kid Rock came to let you know.
I've been sitting here wasting time, smoking, drinking, trying.
rapper. He's a cool DJ. Prince Purple Rain, Henry's Purple Haze. I like Hank Williams Sr., Hank the Third, and his dad, Hank Williams Jr. I think he's bad. I like Willie Nelson and Waylon too. I like Newgrass, Bluegrass, and Emmylou. I like Pete Seeger, Bob Seeger, Motorhead, Natalie Cole, Bill Monroe, and the Grateful Dead. You know, I tried to quit smoking, but I might be slipping. I'm 76 years old. Fuck you.
I've been sitting here wasting time, smoking, drinking, trying to free my mind. I've been sitting here wasting time, smoking, drinking, trying to free my mind.
Thank you. He's come to Boston for to spend time. I'm staying here with some friends and they got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. By a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston. She said no. But you come home to me. Rabbit boy, why don't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold, there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that you can't be found. And throw our love you echoes down the canyon. And then lie awake at night till they come back around. Please come to Denver. She said, no, boy. Will you come home to me? Rabbit boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold, there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man, Tennessee. No, this trip just really goes round and round. Doubt if it's ever gonna stop. Of all the dreams I've lost and found, all that I ain't got, I need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to LA to live forever. California life alone just too hard to build. I live in a house looks out over the ocean. There's some stars that fell from the sky living up on the hill. Please come to LA. She said, no, David Allen, you come home to me. Rabbit boy, why don't you settle down? LA ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold, there ain't nobody like me. Number one fan of the man, Tennessee. Thank you. I got ear monitors in my ears, man. We can't hear anything you're saying. Do you understand? Yeah. Do you understand? Listen to me. This is English. We've got ear monitors in our ear. We cannot hear you, so you're wasting your breath. Would you walk up to Ronnie Millsap and hold up a picture? Listen to me. Go up to Ronnie Millsap, hold up a picture. He's going to tell me, I'm blind. Are you going to hold the picture closer? We can't hear you. You're wasting your fucking time. to those of you that are seeing me for the first time. I've written a lot of songs for a lot of other people. I know you don't know about songwriters because nobody tells anybody about songwriters. You hear somebody sing a song, you just think it's their song. So you probably leave here today going, gee whiz, I didn't know that guy wrote all them songs. So we're just going to touch on the highlights of a few of them, because I don't want to waste my whole time here just doing songs that I wrote for other people, because I've had a lot of great songs for my own self too. My first number one record as a songwriter was a 12-year-old girl named Tanya Tucker. It was her first number one record, both in country and crossed over into the pop field. Would you lay with me in a field of stone if my needs were strong? Would you lay with me should my lips grow dry? Would you wet them near in the midnight hour? Should my lips grow dry? Would you go away to another land? Walk 1,000 miles through the burning sand. Wipe the blood away from my dying hand. If I give myself to you, would you bathe with me in a stream of life when the moon is full? Would you bathe with me? Will you love me when I am down and out in my time of trial? Will you stand by me? Would you go away to another land? Walk 1,000 miles through the burning sand. Wipe the blood away from my dying hand. If I give my love to you, would you lay with me? This next song is a song I wrote for the late, great George Jones. Last week, I spent my whole paycheck on whiskey. I know Friday night I'll do it all again. Yes, I'll drink till I fall down, then I'll order one more round, then go home with this bottle in my hand. And the only thing I can hold on to is this bottle in my hand. I'll never have to share it, not with any other man. I'm so glad you introduced us. Lord, I'll do the best I can to be faithful to this bottle in my hand. Yes, I'll be faithful to this bottle in my hand. I wrote this song for the late, great Johnny Cash. Morning found me lying on the floor in New Orleans, looking like the patches was about to eat my jeans. Feeling like my belly was a warehouse for the blues, and I sure miss my sweet cocaine, Carolina. I met her on an ocean liner. I called her Cocaine Carolina. She was quite a woman of the world, so they say. Carolina, we should get up. Don't you think it's time to get up? Maybe we should move to California. Yeah, goodbye, Cocaine Carolina. You and I are through. I'm going back to Sandy Skag. She knows what to do. She don't want me for my money. She just wants my body, honey. Cocaine Carolina, how did I get hooked on you? I wrote this song for the late, great Waylon Jennings. I hate telephones, especially right before I get your call. And I hate teardrops, especially right before they start to fall. And I hate love more than anything else in life. I hate love. I hate love because it tears me apart. I hate love because it always breaks my heart. And I hate old songs, especially the ones I wrote about you. And I hate memories, especially the ones that make me blue. And I hate love more than anything else in life. I hate love. I wrote this song with Willie Nelson, and we released it as a duet back in the 60s. And the good thing about writing songs with another songwriter is you can blame things on them. It was 30 years after this song was the number one record. Willie came up to me and he said, "You know, David Allen, I told my wife you wrote that line in that song." I said, "Shit, Willie, I told my wife you wrote that line." She was only a face out the crowd, but our needs and desires spoke so loud. And before I could say I'd be true, honey, Willie wrote this line, I'd already cheated on you. In the year 2000, there was a young man come out of Detroit City that would go on to be one of the greatest rock and roll singers of his generation. Him and I wrote a lot of songs together. You can hear some of them on his albums and some of them on my albums. My favorite song that we wrote together, and I'd like to tell you how I wrote this song. I was playing in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan, and I got a call and said that this young man was coming to my show. And when we was through with our show, he invited us out to his house, and I went out to his house. And he had a big recording studio there at his house. And then we went up, and I looked at my son, and I said, "I'm not going to like this guy." Well, when we got to the driveway to the house, it was a big metal gate with a big Detroit D on it. And I looked at my son again. I said, let's not even go in there. He says, "Dad, give him a chance." So we went through the gate, and the first thing I saw was the car from the Dukes of Hazzard. And I said, "Oh, shit, you know, I might change my mind." We get up to this big white house, and I told my wife, I said, "You know, this is so foreign to me. You know, I'm just not into this rock and roll bullshit. You know, he's probably got all these antique furniture and shit." We walked in this house, and in the front room of this house, there was not one piece of furniture. The only thing in this room was a little toy train that he had sat down with his son, and him and his son had put this little train together with bridges and little things with the lights that come on and all that shit. He sat there and played with his boy. I went in the next room and wrote this song. This is my favorite Kid Rock David Allen Coe song. Lately I've been spending lots of time with my kid, telling him stories about the things that we did when we were a family a long time ago. I've answered his questions till I'm blue in the face. So many things that time can't erase. I just told him the truth he wasn't too young to know. 'Cause I'm a single father. Yeah, I'm a part-time mother. And when I'm not one, then I'm the other I used to have. A full-time lover. I'm a single father. I'm a part-time mother. You know, lately I've been spending lots of time with my boy. There's no doubt about it, he's my pride and joy. Someday he'll grow up, I won't have him no more. There were so many things I found hard to explain. I just took him to McDonald's, or I bought him a little train, and we put it together on our living room floor. Oh, such is the life of a single father. He says, tell me, Daddy, if it's not too much bother, why, it's just you and me living here in this home. I say, I know there's just two, when there ought to be three of us sharing these moments, son, I guess. Sometimes at night, I do feel alone. But I'm a single father. Yeah, I'm a part-time mother. And when I'm not one, then I'm the other I used to have. A full-time lover. I'm a single father. I'm a part-time mother. My favorite Kid Rock, David Allan Coe song. This next song is probably the most famous song that I've written in my life. There was a movie about the song that I was in a movie, and anyway. But it was recorded by several different people. It was recorded there's a movie called Office Space, and in that movie there was a black rap group that did the song. And anyway, the most famous version of the song was a guy named Johnny Paycheck. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took the reasons I was working for. And you better not try to stand in my way, walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. Working here no more. I've been working in this factory pretty close to 15 years. I seen some of my best friend's women drowning in a pool of tears. Seen a lot of kin folks dying, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give a shirt right off my back if I had the guts to say what? I'm not working here no more. Woman done left, took the reasons I was working for. Better not try to stand in my way when I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shut it. Working here no more. Foreman is a regular SOB. He's a fool. He got himself one of them flat top haircuts, man. He thinks that's cool. And one of these days I'm gonna blow my top. That sucker, he's gonna pay. Yeah, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, say what?
Not working here no more. Once I left, took the reasons I'm working for. Ain't better not try, standing my way when I'm walking out the door. Take this job in Chevy, working here no more. Take this job in Chevy. Well, I heard the burritos out in California could fly higher than the birds. Roger McGlynn had a 12-string guitar like nothing I'd ever heard. And eagles flew in from the West Coast like the birds they were trying to get you. Texas, they still talk about law, drilling well and deep. They say Texas music's in the making. Making music that is free. Doing what I stand, playing with our band. Really, well, and me. They say the Beatles were just beginning, or everything music could change. Just like the storm was rolling along, like a ship tossed out on the sea. Joplin died for the future. Dylan wrote poetry. In Texas they still talk about law, Willie and Wayne and me.
Just an old man now covered with scars. Most of them I got fighting in them redneck bars. A bunch of brand new tattoos Squints put on me. Said he covered up the ones I got years ago, back in prison when I was just Dave Doe, and I wasn't famous then, and I wasn't free. You know, I grew up in a three-room rundown shack at the foot of the hill by a railroad track where decent folks don't go when the sun goes down. My daddy worked in a rubber factory, he's worked on cars. My mama went to church, daddy went to bars. Most people called it the hillbilly part of town. Had a 55 Chevy when I was 15. I painted red because I was still green. I mean, I couldn't even afford to buy a gas. Had a 410 rifle and a Bowie knife too. Red man to back it at a light chew. We count them cars when them trains went past, and if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. If that ain't country, you hear left the boat. If that ain't country, say damn good joke. I've been on the Grand Ole Opry, I know Johnny Cash. And if he ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. You know, one of my sisters was a lady of the night. Then one day she saw the light, and now she don't do those things that she used to do. She never came to the funeral when our daddy died. I said I'd forgive her, but I guess I lied, cause there just ain't no way for me to hide the way I feel. Now, me and my brothers, we took our sister Diane down to the funeral home to see the old man. Jimmy was the oldest and Diane was the youngest one. Jack and Ray was in the middle, then there was me. I'm the one that turned 23 and grew up to be that Yankees rebel son. Time to change, and I heard Bob Dylan say, it's been a long time now since my dad passed away. I can still picture him in his overalls. Standing around the house where he made his deals. Around the porch was a bunch of old wheels and some used Harley Davidson parts. We sold them for cash. There was 50 holes in an old tin roof. Me and my family was living proof. And everybody called us old poor white trash in the fat ain't country. I kiss your ass. Fat ain't country, you hear this before. Fat ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've been on the Grand Ole Opry. I know Johnny Cash. And if he ain't country, what? And if that ain't country, what? And if that ain't country, what? I can't see nothing but spotlights. Spotlights see nothing but me. All of my music's not lonesome, but all of my heartaches were free. So don't waste your time and your flash bulbs, 'cause too many heroes are dead. And you like to live in the city. I like to live in my head. So somebody shoot out that spotlight. 'Cause spotlights, that's nothing but jive. Why don't you roll me a smoke? Why don't you give me some coke? Treat me like I am alive. You can tell all the ladies I'm single. Tell Budweiser beer that I'm dry. 'Cause everyone's lying about living. Everyone's living a lie. I spend my night times and morning. I spend my mornings alone. You spent your money to see me tonight. I spent all of mine getting stoned. Now that we're both kind of busted, man, doesn't it seem kind of strange that I leave here knowing we're two of a kind? You'll leave here knowing my name. Somebody shoot out that spotlight. Spotlights, that's nothing but jive. Hey, roll me a smoke, give me some coke. Treat me like I am alive. Tell all the ladies I'm single. Tell Jack Daniels I'm dry. Everyone's lying about living. Everyone's living a life. Thank you. Country DJs all know I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive. We're bikers staring cowboys, laughing at the hippies, praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair, saying I was thumbing from Montgomery. Had my guitar on my back. Stranger stopped beside me in an antique cat. He was dressed like 1950, a half drunk and hollow eyed. Say it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like a ride? Well, I sat down in the front seat, turned on the radio. Sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. I noticed a stranger was ghost white pale and I asked him for a light. I knew there was something strange about this ride. Said, Tipper, can you make folks cry when you're playing fine? Hey, the dudes are all the blues. Off, son. I'm going back to Alabama. I stepped out of the Cadillac. I said, hey, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister.
Oh, call me,
hey. He said, Tipper, can you make folks cry when the plane's flying? Have you paid your dues and all the blues? And then you'll get to make folks feel what you do. Some folks call me trouble. They say I'm bad news. I have spent a lifetime talking to the blues. When it comes to loving, I was born loose. My final destination has always been talking to the blues. Talking to the blues. this unshowable. Trouble. They say I'm bad news. I have spent a lifetime talking to the blues. I'd like to, if you watch television or you read the newspaper, I'm sure that last week you heard that I went to court in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was given 3 more years on my parole and fined $1 million for not paying the Internal Revenue Service. So, but here's what they didn't tell you was the morning that I went to court, I owed the IRS $10 million. And the night when after I got out of the courtroom, the judge says, no, you only owe $1 million. And I tried to get them to take a check, but they wouldn't take it. Anyway, thanks for coming to see me. And, my beautiful wife here in the band. And I appreciate it very much. It's almost past my bedtime. You know, I'm... Anyway, I got, right before I came on, a great songwriter named Freddie Powers died a few minutes before I came on stage, and Willie Nelson sent me a text message and asked me to say hello for him to all you people. So, hello from Willie Nelson in Austin, Texas. And there's not many of us left, you know. When they're dying pretty fast, and I'm keeping down the highway. I'm moving as fast as I can, trying to keep death from finding me and catching a crew. Because death don't give a fuck where it goes, you know. So that's what I've learned. Anyway. Like I said, this is the first time that I've been in your Connecticut, I guess you call it, Connecticut. I just wish we could have got here without going through New York. I was asleep on the bus, and my bus driver called me on the intercom, and he said, you got to get up and see this. So I got up and I walked up to the front and I saw all these tall buildings and I said, what's that? He said, that's New York City. It was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to me. You don't have to call me darling. Never a man standing in the rain. Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song. He told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song, because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prisons, or getting drunk. Well, he wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me. And after reading it, I realized my friend had written the perfect country and western song. I felt obliged to put it out as my last record. It went like this. I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went pick her up in the rain before I get to the station in my pickup truck. What happened, man? Thank you.